WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Shift your consciousness. And now, Metaphysical Minds with Shea Barker.
I need to move. I need to wake up.
Insight and interviews with the greatest metaphysical minds in the world.
248-545-SOUL.
New horizons, no boundaries. Something's got to
break. Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show. This is Shea Parker, Metaphysical Minds. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in this evening. As always, without you guys, we certainly would not be here and wouldn't be able to do what we do. So, Metaphysical Minds is the show, people, and you know what that's all about. Shifting your consciousness, transforming your lives, and literally, taking a different perspective into our daily lives and what we do. And for many of us, that is a spiritual thing, but for many of us, it affects us entirely with our mind, our body, and our spirit. So my guest tonight is one of the foremost experts in mind, body, and spirit, and I'm just so excited to have her with me tonight, because she spans the globe with her knowledge and her training and all the lives that she's touched. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on with me tonight, and I'm going to give out her, she has two websites, but I'll give out the first one first. But first I want to bring her actually onto the show so she can say hello to everybody. So folks, without further ado, my guest this evening is Miss Angela Martindale, and I just want to give you a quick welcome, Angela, and then we're going to go ahead and get right into your interview. So welcome to Metaphysical Minds.
Thank you so much, Shay. It's wonderful to be here with you.
It is wonderful to have you. And folks, I am Angela Martindale is where you need to go and check her out. She's got another website. Let's see. Your second website, and we're gonna talk about what this does, is mealsthattransform.com. So, Angela, I know that you deal with the meals, you deal with the body, you deal with the mind, you deal with the spirit, but can you sum up exactly what you are for our listening audience tonight, and exactly what you do?
Absolutely. I am a lifestyle coach, transformational coach, and fitness expert and nutritionist. So I literally take a client from where they're at. We determine what their goals are, whether it be losing weight, getting a better job, feeling more confidence, or, you know, just feeling really great in the skin that they're in and understanding their body. And I take them from where they're at to where they want to go. So we decide what goals are realistic and we work on them together and push forward.
All right. Well, wonderful. So how, though, do you incorporate? I know that you have this amazing website, and you do your meals that transform. But how is this, like, multidimensional? When you take somebody on as a client, for instance, do you start with everything all at once, or is it a gradual kind of build up to, I mean, do you start with, for instance, exercise and then say, okay, now we're going to add in the organic meals, we're going to add in, or is it just one fell swoop, everything happens at once?
That's a great question. You know, everybody is different and everybody is different, right? So it really just depends. I have clients that come to me that have, you know, really hard times that they're going through, whether it be cancer, diabetes, heart disease, you know, and then I have clients that just want to lose 20 pounds. And then I have a soccer mom that just needs really great meals and an understanding of what she needs to feed her family. So it really just depends on who you are and how you come to me, right? But doing it all at once doesn't work. Right? We fail if we try to do it all at once. And I work with all five aspects of your life, which is physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and physiological. Most importantly is you have to understand why you are doing what you're doing. And that's the physiological part, right? Why are we choosing the things that we're choosing? Why are we not being successful at the goals that we're setting? And then understanding, you know, what is going to get us there, whether that be exercise, diet, positive affirmations, just really understanding what the goal is. You know, trying to get a new job. What do I need to do? Maybe I need an image, you know, an image overhaul. Maybe I need to organize myself a little bit better. There's a lot of different aspects to transformation. And that's one of the reasons why the Ultimate Transformation series is so important and so amazing, is that it goes through 16 weeks of Ultimate Transformation, and it starts 1 week at a time.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the Ultimate Transformation program. I mean, how exactly – okay, let's say you have someone that comes into you and they're suffering from – you know, they want to lose some weight, but they also want to change I mean, whatever it may be. I don't even know. You know, change a particular outlook in their life or something like that. Now, I know that you obviously have these – the meals and the exercise and everything, but do you bring your transformational meals to your program? Or, I mean, how exactly does that work? Or can they just order that separately or –
Oh, absolutely. My MealsThatTransform.com program is fresh organic meals delivered right to your door. So I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so if you're in Salt Lake City, Utah, you can get my meal program. Otherwise, I work with you online, on Skype, and I give you all the aspects that you need as far as a meal plan or a transformational program, whether it be exercise, diet. I work with you one-on-one, so it really doesn't matter where you're at. But if you are in Salt Lake City, Utah, yes, meals are delivered. But you can also get on our website, and we make all of our own power butters, salad dressings. We make all of our own, you know, your meals are very specific. They're very specific to what you are trying to create. So, you know, not everybody is the same. You know, your diet is going to be different than my diet, and or your lifestyle is different than my lifestyle, right? If we sit a lot, or if we're very active, or if we drive in a car a lot, or if we travel, you know, meal plans need to be formulated differently. And so with my Meals That Transform program, we make all of our own salad dressings, power butters, and power bars, and we have an amazing new protein line that's coming out to just give you a great meal for breakfast or a wonderful substitution meal, quick and easy for your kids or for yourself. It's great. It's great. So you can find me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's that. And again, like I said, you know, you cover mentally and physically all aspects of health and wellness. And I think that, you know, that's really the key, because I don't think that, you know, losing weight or getting fit or whatever is just, okay, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to run on this treadmill for, you know, 10 miles a day. I mean, to me, I, at least in my personal experience, you have to literally, as your website says, transform. I mean, it's not just about, you know, putting in the jogging on the treadmill. I mean, you have to change your mental outlook, your mind, what you put into your body. You know, it's and I commend you for being able to combine all of these things together in such a wonderful program. You know, I mean, it's actually pretty amazing how you have pulled this all together, and you have, I mean, you help some major names out there in Hollywood. So, you know, I just, my hat's off to you for that one. So
thank you. It's definitely my passion. You know, transformation takes time, and my own transformation took a lot of time, you know, so I want to help people get there and to really understand their bodies, their mind, their being.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that my listeners out there are going to be wondering, you know, what's her story? You know, was she overweight? How did they, you know, we always want to know what made you do this? Why, you know, how did you begin? What was your journey into the life path that you are currently on?
Yeah, that's a great question. My life path actually started at birth. I was born with a port wine stain all over my face. And so the bullying started very quickly. doctors didn't understand. They told my parents that I would die from this condition, which obviously is not true. They just didn't know enough about port wine stains. They said that it would literally penetrate into my brain and that would... Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was like witch, you know, witches. Mm-hmm. But my transformation started when I actually became very sick as a child. And doctors thought that the birthmark, which was red inside of my, the roof of my mouth, down my throat and inside my ears, they thought that I was sick all the time. And so they would feed, they would just constantly feed me full of antibiotics and And, you know, my mother didn't know. This was very new. This was, I mean, she had no idea what was happening. Obviously, she's holding this baby with a port wine stain all over her face, and she's just doing what the doctors are telling her to do. And so my transformation really started at birth, and then obviously coming into my schooling and understanding my body a little bit better at around 17. I was a huge athlete. I was a diver, a gymnast. I was an ice skater, I was a skier, and I just could not get well.
Oh, wow.
And I started to research diet at 17 years old. I really started to look at why am I so sick? I'm an athlete. Why am I so sick? This is just crazy. I'm working out. I should be well. And the allergies were just crazy for me. Allergies were insane. And so I thought maybe I had allergies all the time. And, you know, so I just started eliminating things from my diet. And that was processed foods, fast food, milk products, dairy products. And my life literally changed.
Yeah, I bet it did. Now, let's back up a little bit. So how did, at what age, you said you became sick at a very young age. About how old were you?
Oh, you know, they started pumping me full of antibiotics probably at 4 months, 5 months old.
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't know. They didn't understand that the redness inside my ears and inside of the roof of my mouth was my birthmark.
Wow.
My gums are very red. You know, my tongue is very red. You know, dentists, I mean, that's a whole other, that could be a whole other show, is how to take care of your body and talking with your doctors. But, you know, it is so important for you to understand your body. And for me, I had to understand what was going on. And at 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year old, my parents were just doing what the doctors were telling them. And so I was very sick, and I would get bronchial pneumonia. I would have, I had serious respiratory issues. I had asthma that almost killed me probably at least three times. Yeah, it was very difficult. I was very sick as a child. I would miss school. I was an honor student, and you know, it was really hard for me. I would lose my hair. It was very difficult.
Golly, that's terrible. Well, no wonder you wanted to. No wonder you wanted to transform.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, that's a great story, though, because look at you now. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about your life now when we come back from break. And, folks, in the meantime, I want you to go check out this lovely lady that I'm talking to this evening, Miss Angela Martindale. She can be found directly at IamAngelaMartindale.com. She can also be found, obviously, on all the popular social media out there, Facebook, Twitter. She's got some YouTube videos, all sorts of great stuff. And also MealsThatTransform.com is a site you want to check out, because Angela's got some fantastic things on there. So, folks, do stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guests after the break.
OM Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. OM Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com. Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Psychic Radio is our CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Barker.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Shay Barker, Metaphysical Minds. So, so very happy to have the metaphysical mind that I have with me tonight. And some people may be questioning, well, how is she a metaphysical mind? Because she's actually into exercise and eating healthy and all that good stuff. But, folks, Angela Martindale is a metaphysical mind because this woman has figured out how to combine mind, body, and spirit. She's got a chi yoga flow series, all sorts of nutritional tips, you know, obviously the exercise, and if that's not combining mind, body, and spirit, then I don't know what is. She has been featured all over the world. She's Utah's number one life coach. She's a nutritionist and fitness expert, and she has helped out many of the celebrities out there, and you know, just definitely check out her videos, especially on, if you go to IamAngelaMartindale.com, you'll be able to check these out. But I'm going to go ahead and jump right back into our interview here tonight because I know we have a lot to learn from Miss Angela this evening. So, Angela, we are back, and I want to you were talking before the break about your, you know, the illnesses you had as a child and how, you know, even the doctors said that you weren't going to survive, and they pumped you full of all these horrible antibiotics and everything. And then you began at the age of 17 to look into all the dieting and different nutrition aspects for your body. So when did you actually start to implement major changes, and how quickly did you start to see results from those changes?
Yeah, that's a great question, Shay. You know, like I said, at about 17, I actually had a health teacher who challenged me to write a paper about a certain product, and it was milk. And I started researching every single thing about milk, just milk. And for me, I found unbelievable correlations with my illness and with milk. And for me, I was raised on milk. I was raised drinking milk probably 3 to 4 times a day, you know, got milk. Milk does a body good.
Sure.
Right. We were just marketed to, and we still are. And for me, it was causing allergies. It was causing asthma. It was causing serious illness and sickness in my life. And so I stopped it immediately. I wrote that paper, and I have never drank a glass of milk again. Ice cream was a huge part of our lifestyle. You know, we would go and get shakes and watch the game. You know, we would go and get, you know, whether it be creamies or yogurt or, you know, that was just a huge thing that we did as a family. And I let go of all of that as well. And I started changing my diet immediately. And I put myself through school. I became a personal trainer and started working at a spa or a gym here in Salt Lake where I was raised. And I started there when I was 15, 16 years old, just first time at the front desk, you know, and then I worked my way up as a salesperson and then became a personal trainer. And I started really being influenced by bodybuilders at that time. You know, there wasn't much division between bodybuilders and fitness because that was all that there was. There was women bodybuilders or there was Jane Fonda aerobics, you know,
yeah, sure,
there was
sure.
no fitness magazine. There was no Oxygen. There was no, you know, division there. And I knew that I didn't want to be a bodybuilder, didn't want to build my body like that, but it was so fascinating to me. And I wanted to understand how they changed their bodies and their, and absolutely the physiological part of their bodies and their body composition and their muscle tone. I wanted to know how that was done. And so I started studying and just, I started working out with bodybuilders. I started understanding fitness. And so obviously as a personal trainer, I had to understand that as well. And then I started transforming people's lives when I was 18 years old.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I mean, at 18 though, I mean, how many, listen, it's hard enough for grown, you know, like mature adults to say, no, I'm making a conscious choice. I'm not going to put this in my body anymore. I'm not going to, you know, turning down the ice creams at 18 years old when all your friends are at the beach or whatever, or, you know, in the mountain, like getting an ice cream cone. I mean, did you find it hard to do, or was it just something you were so passionate about that you're like, hey, this is me and this is what I'm doing? I mean,
you know, I, yes, in both ways. Yes, I'm passionate about it. And of course, you know, you have to deal with peer pressure. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to remember that food is a drug and sugar is a drug. And so, you know, if it doesn't make my body feel good, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. If somebody handed me a crack pipe or a, you know, joint at that time, I would have said the same thing. No, you know, that doesn't feel good to me. And so I had to be very clear about why my choices were my choices. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, it was very simple because I became the example. I became the teacher and I was the student for 18 years. You know, I went through a lot for 18 years figuring this out. And the more that I can show people or even just educate, that's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm. Now, how was your reception by your family with all this? Because you grew up in Utah, right?
I grew up in Utah. Yep.
Okay. So I would imagine, you know, coming from you were talking about how milk and ice cream and family outings and all that were so, you know, so important to you as they were to me and my family. I mean, those are some of my greatest memories was, you know, every Friday night walking down to the dime store and getting ice cream. You know, it was part of our culture. It was who we were, you know, and we really looked forward to it. Like that was our treat every week. So, you know, how did your family react to this major change that you underwent?
You know, I mean, obviously again, my family went through it with me. I was sick all the time.
Sure. So they saw it.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, I mean, my family still is, you know, you can have a little or it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, it's not okay. It doesn't make me feel good. And it doesn't do my body good. It is not good for me.
Yeah. And, Milk doesn't always do the body good.
Exactly. You know, and it doesn't do your body good either. You know, I'm not the only one, you know, this out or that it's good or that it's not good for, you know, it's not good for anyone. And, you know, I mean, it's 18 years later and my parents are finally getting to the point where they're eating salads and they're understanding and hearing what their daughter has to say. So they are changing, you know. I mean, my dad had a stroke 3 years ago and he stopped everything. He stopped smoking. He stopped drinking alcohol. He stopped, you know, but it took a stroke. For me, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to eat well, you know.
Well, I mean, you didn't have a stroke, but listen, you know, your entire childhood was, you know, pretty traumatic from what, I mean, health-wise traumatic.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That, Yeah, that is crazy. So, okay, so now here we are. Let's fast forward a little bit. You've got this amazing empire built with everything that you have going on. And I guess the question is, what's the next step for you? What is on that vision board of yours?
The next step is to touch as many people as possible and to teach and to speak to as many people as possible. So my next step is to, you know, speak to groups, be in front of thousands of people, energizing them and helping them understand their bodies and what they need to put into them to be well and to age well and to feel good right now. You know, it literally, if this is the only thing that you change in your life is your diet, it will change your life forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how significant are subtle changes in your diet, in your experience? For instance, a subtle change, I would say, you know, for those out there that can't go cold turkey, okay, they drink, and you're gonna cringe when I say this, but they drink 4 sodas a day and they cut it down to 2, you know, and I know soda is like the big black, you know, the big red X needs to be over top soda in general.
Yes.
And I don't drink soda, but you know, I know people that are so addicted to it. I mean, like crazily addicted to it. And
yes.
You know, I tell them, I'm like, well, maybe like, can you just, instead of drinking 4, just drink 3, like, and, you know, wean yourself off of it. Now, is that even sound advice? I mean, I don't even know. I'm not trained in this. So I would imagine every little bit helps, though.
Oh, Shay, that's exactly how I coach my clients. Because, again, you know, we're not going to do everything all at once. We have to start somewhere. And small steps transform. It's my motto. Small steps transform. So if you can, you know, I tell my clients, give me 1. If it's 4 a day that you're doing, absolutely. Give me 1, you take 3.
Yep.
The next week, give me 2, you take 2. You know, the next week, I'll take 3, you take 1, you know. And that's how I coach. Absolutely. That is absolute sound advice. Because again, you know, if they're smoking, if they're drinking alcohol, if they're, you know, orange juice in the morning, I mean, it's, you know, we think it's the best thing ever, and it's not. It's spiking your insulin. It's making you store fat all day long. And so, you know, eating breakfast is the most amazing thing that you can do for yourself. Making sure that you're eating within a half hour of waking, whether you have a workout in the morning, you know, or you're just getting your kids off to school or you're trying to get off to work. Make sure that you make time for breakfast. And that's one of the reasons why I created my protein powder, because it's quick, it's easy, it blends, it tastes amazing, and you can walk out the door with a great meal in your hand, drinking it on your way to work or taking the kids to school or, you know, just getting on the computer and sitting at your desk. You've got breakfast in your body.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of that because I never eat. I mean, I'm just not one of these people. I'm never hungry. I mean, when I wake up, I'm never hungry. Now, when I get hungry, I eat, but it's like I could go 3-4 hours before I'm hungry, you know. And I know that's terrible. So I'm gonna have to get some of those protein shakes. That's what I'll do. Because I can do a shake, but to sit down, these people that like go to the pancake house and order, you know, eggs and I'm just like, ooh, I couldn't, that is so much like heaviness in the morning. I'm not into that at all, you know?
Yeah.
Like at all. So, you know, I mean, I could like eat an apple or something like that, but I'm just not a big, you know, I don't feel the hunger in the morning. So then I just kind of don't do it, you know, which I know is not good. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to start watching some of these YouTube videos, and getting on the bandwagon here. So.
Yeah, you know, Shay, you're more common than not. You know, I talk to clients every single day that don't eat breakfast, and not to make this into a coaching session for Shay, but you have listeners out there that are saying the same thing. You know, I'm not hungry in the morning. I'm not, you know, I don't feel like I want to eat something big in the morning. And let me tell you what happens. And just think about this. Let me just ask you, Shay, what time do you go to bed at night?
Well, see, that's where I'm bad, because sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I'm an all-nighter. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, Okay, but it's relative, right? You might get up at around 10 or 8:30, mm-hmm. 9, 10, right? So it's all relative. You've slept for about 7 hours.
Right, sure.
And when did you eat prior to going to bed?
Well, I'm one of these, like, midnight snacker. Like, I always have trail mix next to my bed, like nuts and, you know, raisins and stuff like that. And I snack at night, you know? So probably, right, I mean, probably within an hour before I actually go to sleep. So, okay, which probably isn't good either.
How about really a meal?
Oh, so a meal, you know, it would be quite a few hours. Probably at least 2-3 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're eating maybe around 10 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
going to bed around 3 o'clock,
yeah.
waking up maybe around 9:30, 10 o'clock, maybe
yep.
8 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. So you've gone, just imagine you've gone 12 to 14 hours without eating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Even if you had that little snack at 12 o'clock, you know, you've gone. So now we'll say maybe it's around 9 to 10 hours. If I said to you right now in your waking hours, you cannot eat for 14 hours.
Yeah.
I'd be, You'd be like,
what? Yeah,
wait.
I know.
You know, wait, I'm hungry now. I'm hungry. And so you have to remember that when you wake up, your body is starving. It's hungry. And then if you're waiting another 3 hours to eat, whoo, you have just put your body into serious trauma. And that's what makes us gain weight.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I never really realized that before. But, yeah, and it's funny because you'd think it would be the complete opposite. You're not eating, therefore you're not gaining weight. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I don't worry too much about – I pretty much stay the same size, you know, all the time. But still, you know, that makes perfect sense. I mean, it really
does.
So. But, well, I'm going to check out those protein shakes then because I could totally do that. But, folks, we've got to get ready to go to our second break of the evening. I'm speaking this evening with Angela Martindale. She can be found directly at IamAngelaMartindale.com. So do stay tuned, folks. We're going to be right back with Angela after the break.
Take CBS Radio, the sky, with you wherever you go. Be sure to download the Radio.com app today from your mobile marketplace. And when you really want to know more, 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 be sure to visit NewSkyRadio.com. Get in deep with exclusive articles and Sky News. Get your weekly horoscope and the inside scoop on host events. Radio.com and NewSkyRadio.com. Stay connected.
Do you need psychic advice but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Shea Parker's Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of elite psychics, offering our customers only the best. Every psychic on our directory has undergone 2 separate test readings in order to prove that they meet the excellence level we require for membership. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
Stretch your ass to wear and your suicide.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
This is Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker.
248-545-SOUL. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hey folks, welcome back. Shay Parker here, Metaphysical Minds. Want to thank all my listeners that have tuned in with us tonight. We are approaching the last segment of this show, and I just want to give a shout out. We're gonna jump right back into the interview with my guest here this evening, Miss Angela Martindale. She may be found at IamAngelaMartindale.com. She can also be found at MealsThatTransform.com, which is a pretty amazing site within its own right. If you're in the Salt Lake City, Utah area, they actually deliver these incredibly delicious organic meals right to your door, folks. And I cannot think of that. It sure beats Pizza Hut, let me tell you.
Hallelujah.
I know, right? I wish. I'm like jealous. I'm like, how could I? Yeah, so yeah, but I know they do that, though. In this local area, a couple of people do that, and I'm telling you, the customers love it. Absolutely love it. So great, great idea there. And, yeah, so meals, we've been talking about, you know, how important it is to eat, and obviously exercise and figuring out what we're putting in our bodies and what we're not. Now, what I want to know, as a nutrition specialist, I mean, you've pretty much probably seen it all. Do you find, and I know you said earlier in the interview, every body is different. But consistently across the board, like, what do you feel is the greatest challenge for all of those bodies out there in with what you do? I mean, I know you combine the exercise and the meals and the overall, you know, mental aspect of this, but when clients come to you, what is their most difficult challenge in this?
Shay, that's a great question. And the number one thing that I would say is time management. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time to prepare your meals. It takes time to go to the grocery store. It takes time to exercise. It takes, you know, it takes time to go to bed a little bit earlier, wake up a little bit earlier. It takes time management. And if we're not willing to reconfigure our schedule and take time, you know, in my Ultimate Transformation series, I actually show you my schedule and what happens during a day. And it's great because you can really change your life if you harness the 24 hours that you have in your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I see. Now, I would think that consistency would be a huge challenge for people because, you know, how many of us, and I will raise my hand to this, have gotten that gym membership and we've been raring to go and we're going three times a week and we're like, yeah, rah, rah. And that lasts for about, 6 months, a year. And then it just kind of, I mean, life gets busy. Life gets kind of in the way or you move or you whatever. And, I would think that would be a huge challenge for people too.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it all comes down to if you put it into your schedule, you'll stay consistent, right? Yeah. You are your most important appointment. Mm-hmm. You are your most important appointment. If I make an appointment for this interview today, right, it's important to me. I make time for it. Mm-hmm. I've already worked out this morning. I've already eaten breakfast this morning. And now, you know, and this evening I've had some dinner and I've had a workout, you know, again. And so, wow. You know, we have to manage our time. We have to manage our time. And so it's really important. And consistency is absolutely, Shay, it's number one as well. But how do we do that? We put it into our schedule.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if it's in there, if it's in there, we'll do it. And you know, a lot of people are conditioned in that way that if it's on their checklist, you know, you get that wonderful things to do list, and it's, you know, it's there. And listen, crossing that thing off the list is a great feeling. So you know, it really, I love it.
Absolutely.
So. Well, your Ultimate Transformation series. Yeah, I'm just looking at it a bit here online, and you know, I'm reading, I love where the weeks take you. And you know, I'll just shout out a couple of them to our listeners here tonight. You know, you start with week one, be mindful. What do you say to yourself when you make a goal? Are you a cheerleader or are you negative? And, you know, I really liked what you put about affirmations here, and affirmations being positive, because self-talk is unbelievably powerful. It can be unbelievably detrimental or unbelievably, you know, advantageous for us. And you've got one down here: I am fabulous, I am powerful, and I will achieve my goals. I mean, how amazing is that, folks? I mean, imagine, you know, walking around your house and reading these sticky notes everywhere and, you know, seeing that. That, listen, even if you don't do anything, that would be, like, just a great thing to see. And, so how did you come up with your Ultimate Transformation series? Was this kind of a studied thing, or was it more about what you implemented in your life to make the changes?
Oh, Shay, I have worked with thousands of people. And so this is definitely a knowledge and an education of working with thousands of people with all different ailments, all different body types, all different goals. And, you know, week one is so important. Be mindful. You know, I mean, how many of us create a goal? Just like you said, we go to the gym and we're all gung ho, and then things start to peter off, and then we start beating ourselves up. Yeah. You know, why can't you get there? You know, oh, you missed it again today. You know, oh, you're such a failure, man. That will take you down the rabbit hole really quick. And if we can just create those positive affirmations and being mindful about what our self-talk is, we can do anything. We can do anything. You know, it brings me back to being made fun of my whole life. I mean, I was called ugly. I was called names. I mean, the kids were just absolutely horrible. Yeah. And you know, I could not latch onto that. If I would have latched onto that, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
No.
I would be in a hole somewhere, you know?
Well, you might not even be here. I mean,
yeah,
realistically,
exactly.
You know, hey, suicide has happened for a lot, you know? I mean,
yes,
it's terrible.
It's true. And so, you know, when you stand up and go, I'm fabulous, I'm powerful, I can do this, and I can achieve my goals, man, just say that right now. If you're driving in your car, if you're listening to this radio station, you know, if you just say those words, what makes you feel amazing? It is, I am fabulous. I am powerful. I can achieve this. I'm abundant. I'm fun. You know, what are the things that resonate with you? And just be mindful, and then put up sticky notes all over your house. You know, I have them on my mirror. I have them on my fridge. I have them all over my computer, because I don't want to ever forget that I know that I'm fabulous, and that I can do anything that I put my mind to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I believe that of you. I mean, just your, you know, and my listeners will attest to this as well. The interesting thing about you when I first started this interview is you exude such an amazingly just positive energy, and yet it's a gentle energy, which is it's so, and I really believe that's a huge you know, part of why you are so successful, because you're not one of these, like, drill sergeant type of rah, you know, people, but yet you know, you are walking proof, especially with your story, your childhood, you know, the sickness that you endured, you know, and look at you now. I mean, you're amazingly in shape. You know, you've got, I mean, anybody can look at your videos, and I challenge anyone out there to call you ugly. Like, really? just try it, you know. So I just want to, gosh, we're at the top of the hour. We've got to come to a close here, but, you know, I really want to thank you for sharing, you know, this past hour with us, and sharing these tips, and just your overall energy is quite lovely. And I really do appreciate the fact that you came onto the show with us tonight, and you are out there helping so many people, and we will do our best here at Metaphysical Minds to help you to move to the next step that we were talking about earlier, which is share this with as many people as we possibly can. So, and I know you've got your big Om Times cover coming up at omtimes.com. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah, we're very happy about that. So, Angela, we actually got a wrap. But, you know, any final words of wisdom, any final tip out there for our listeners this evening?
Wow, a final tip would be, it's a funny one, but brush your teeth. It
okay.
will help.
Yeah, that's actually a really good tip.
Brush your teeth. Yeah. It will help. It will help. It will help.
It does.
It is.
It's
really
important. I had a
lesson
on that with my dog. I just took her for a dentistry, and let me tell you, 25 minutes later, I learned why it's so important to brush, you know, like every aspect of it. So good advice. Brush your teeth, folks.
Yes.
Here. All right. Angela Martindale, folks. I am AngelaMartindale.com and MealsThatTransform.com. That's where you want to go. Angela, it has been my pleasure. Thank you so very much. And, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, my friend. It's amazing. So
thank you, Shay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Everybody out there, have a great week. Well, actually, stay tuned because I'll be up next on Best of the Best. I interview Diane Wing tonight. She's a professional psychic medium. So do stay tuned, folks.